The run started in 2011, and it was something that we did originally to raise money for the newly formed Grantchester Cricket Club. And by 2012, we'd involved Addenbrooke's Charitable Trust. Dame Mary Arch had come on board to do the starting and all sorts of things. And last year, 2016, we had over 500 runners. So it's sort of taken on a life of its own.
So how did it get started then? Because it's one thing to think we'd like to raise a bit of money, but to go ahead and organise this big event for the city is quite something else, I'd imagine.
It started, Tobias, like many things, over a pint or two of beer.
I could have guessed that was the answer, actually.
It was in the Blue Ball, and it was back in 2011, and me and my good friend Stephen Wilson, who's really been the inspiration behind it, said, oh, well, this would be possible. And I think with every extra half a pint, we became more and more ambitious as to what was possible. Well, it's really a tribute to everybody. It's, you know, so many people got involved. We got the Pemberton family who own Trumpeton Farms. They've been magnificently generous, letting us have the one of the Grantchester Meadows, which they own. Addenbrooke's and all of their team with the Charitable Trust have been fabulous as well. And then, of course, we've just had a lot of people helping. With that and with the support of Cambridge 105 and others, you know, we've managed to promote. And also, the run is lovely and we give quite a lot away. It's very pretty. It's undulating, but quite fast. Everybody that's been to one of the runs has always commented about how friendly, how family friendly it is. And that's why we've got the 3K on there too.
I was going to ask you about that. Yeah, there's a couple of different options for how much you can run. Is that right?
Well, yes. I mean, I know that you were very disappointed that you're otherwise committed there and you were looking
presenting this program.
Presenting this very program, Tobias. Yes. And you wanted to see if you could beat the record of the 10K. But we have the 3K there very much as the family option. So it's great for children and it's great for families that want to run. And we've have lots of pushchairs going around or buggies and bits. and again, others of the families may be doing the 10K. So it just makes it very inclusive and everybody kind of welcome on the day.
So it's an all-terrain sort of race. There's pavements, there's grass, there's a little bit of everything, is there, mixed in there?
What
I mean is, can you push a pushchair through the mud at any point?
It's pretty much on the pushchair buggy side. Yes, you've got to hope that it's not going to be too torrential on the rain front, because there aren't really any paths. I mean, there is a little bit of a path through the actual Grantchester Meadows themselves.
Yeah, I remember.
But you will be required to go across some of the rougher terrain there.
So fingers crossed for good weather then next Sunday.
We're always blessed, October, and I've got no doubt. I've checked with AccuWeather and it's looking fantastic once again.
Yeah, because it's still a couple of weeks away, isn't it? Sunday the 8th of October.
3 weeks today, Tobias.
And let me ask, because organising an event like this must involve a great deal of thinking and planning, and presumably you've got to close certain roads and things like that, have you, within the area?
3 years ago, we decided that because of the popularity of the run, that we were going to have no road crossings whatsoever. We did have road crossings up to that point. The more people you have, the more likely there is of something going wrong. And so you try and reduce risk in every possible quarter. And one of those risk reduction exercises was to say no road crossings at all.
Good thinking. So no road closures needed then, presumably?
No road closures needed. It's all across the terrain from in and around Grantchester, going towards Barton and around. It's very pretty. It's a really, really nice run.
Yeah, I had a look at the route, which is on your website at grantchester10k.org. It looks like a fantastic sort of journey. How long, roughly, do you think it would take if you're an experienced runner? What are the sort of quickest times that you've had recorded?
Well, I always say to people that if you can do it in just under an hour, you're doing really well. That's really quite good and fit.
Yeah.
The good boys and girls are coming in at sort of late 30s, which is stunning. You know, 38, 39 minutes.
Yeah.
But they are people that are, you know, we have a lot of really very, very good runners come to this because I think they actually like it, because it is interesting. It is actually quite a fast run.
And a bit different, I guess, from lots of the other sorts of runs that are around.
It is. There is that kind of lovely atmosphere around it. It's not just sort of all head down and serious. Oh, what's my time going to be? Yes, that's important to a serious runner, but actually, like anybody, they like a nice day out. And if they can actually mix that with family, other family members, children and everything else, it makes it a very much more rounded day.
And have you run the race yourself in the past?
Yes, I have.
And will you be running this year?
I have threatened to do the run. This year we've got, once again, Dame Mary Archer, who's coming to start both races for us.
Amazing.
Unfortunately, last year we actually just forgot to invite her, and because she's come and done it before, and she's really very, very good. So I had to start the race last year, and I do a little bit of the warm-up on the megaphone. And, yep. And there's lots of nice warm-ups, there's exercise warm-ups, there's sports fitness people there to help you sort of talk things through. Other things on offer. It's quite a carnival atmosphere before the race. But whether I decide to go in my trainers and at the last second throw the megaphone at Dame Mary and then cart off into the I don't know.
The Archers do have a connection with Grantchester, don't they? Am I remembering that correctly?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
Hence why she's an appropriate choice of person to open the race.
Well, she's the appropriate person because, of course, she was chair of Addenbrookes. Of Addenbrookes itself.
Yep.
I mean, she's renowned academic in her own right, particularly with regards to all sorts of different sort of areas, medical areas. But she's been a great supporter of ACT, and living as she does, overlooking pretty much the cricket field itself, she is just the perfect person to be involved. And she loves it, and she's really, really good. I mean, she just engages everybody extremely well.
Fantastic. That sounds really good. Now, if people are listening to this and they're thinking, oh, this does actually sound like a great thing to do on Sunday the 8th of October, what should they do if they want to sign up?
Well, it's quite simple. Just go to grantchester10k.org and you'll see all the details. We've got chip timing this year. We've got all the same fabulous food and coffees and teas, all free, and bananas and water, and we do all of that for free. That's Flair Catering, which does all of that. And we've also got registration easy to do. If you want to do a bit of charity giving on there, just pop onto the site and you can do that. If you want to buy a commemorative t-shirt, £5, pretty cheap for a t-shirt anyway. All of that will go to both East Anglian's Children's Hospices and for the Addenbrookes Charitable Trust. So really, you've just got to remember grantchester10k.org and boomf, get there. And even if you just want to come along for the day and have a look and, you know, have a bacon roll and a cup of coffee and enjoy and just enjoy the atmosphere, just come along. But it would be really nice if you just give a £5 or something to the charity. It will get there through our site, and that would be, you know, that would be fantastic.
You've sold that very well. It sounds like a great event, and we wish you all the very best with the Grantchester Charity Run Sunday the 8th of October. Justin, good luck with that, and I wait to hear the story with bated breath as to whether you got those trainers on.